that is a break from reality. There's some good shit like that.
You better have some hot coffee.
Could I see you for 5 minutes before you leave? That's 50 cents from the professor. Standing here wasting our time.
What are those, cigars?
Yeah, me and Mike kind of smoke cigars.
Let me have a cigar.
You don't smoke cigars. You're cigarette menthol, man.
Let me have a cigar.
You gotta drink your coffee first.
Okay.
You gotta brace yourself.
I might need my coffee during it.
Okay.
Give one to Joey.
Hey, let me have one.
Joey ain't gonna be here, is she?
Is she gonna be here?
Hey, let me have one, honey.
You're smoking a cigarette.
I'll put it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that.
How come I only got two left?
Hey, because you threw three out.
Oh.
You notice who got the queen seat today?
You don't move in about 5 minutes.
You're
a queen.
Move you.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, you can have it. I don't care. I like this chair. It
smells good. I like this chair.
It smells like a girl's been sitting in it.
Hey, check this. I went down to Hollywood Hollywood Automotives,
mm-hmm.
And they told me how I could stick a Thunderbird motor in my Jeep, and I bought a 55 Thunderbird
motor. Not motor, engine. You speak of electric motor and a gasoline engine.
Internal combustion.
All right, so look, I leave this thing in the Jeep yesterday. It took me all day to do it.
Why the hell are you going to put a Ford in a Jeep?
This thing is the hottest thing in town.
Ford's aren't hot.
That Ford, in comparison to that old four-cylinder I had in there,
tying off my shoes.
You got the matches?
Yeah, I got some matches.
Well, did I take some? All right, we'll have another pad.
You see it? You got it.
We didn't take it.
What? Shut up.
I already read it. It didn't have a very good plot either.
Oh, what's this?
That's my house.
That's your house. You live by Leonard's house.
Well, the power wasn't on when we took the pictures, Braino.
Well, I didn't know it, stupido. Shut up, fuck you eat me.
You know, you're awfully vicious.
Hey, is everybody in a good mood this morning? Just
no!
Hey, put your shoes back on. Come on, I can smell you all the way over here.
Where's your hair?
No problem. We'll grow hair on your chest.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff.
Got any more hair on your chest, then be a fuzz boy.
Yeah, what?
Fuzz boy.
What's that?
Fuzz bob.
Then you have to start shaving.
Hey, I shaved this morning. I had last night for you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I noticed that today, Harvey.
Yes, I did too.
Just because you made a vicious remark.
Just for that, I will not leave the group to go take a piss. Or pee.
You gotta go take a shit this time, huh?
Yeah, right in the middle of the floor.
Relieve all your symptoms.
That's take a load off my mind.
You ever have a couch psychiatry? Everybody can sleep.
Yeah, why don't you get a couch in here so I can lay down and relax?
But you're in a good mood. You should. Harvey's in the mood. Needs a couch. I mean, couch needs him.
Look how bloodshot my eyes are. I don't think they've been white for weeks.
I'm engaged again, by the way. Penny and I are together again.
Who's the young
engaged? Engaged?
Is it an engagement?
No, not really. She just thinks
she's. Why'd you say it was?
Well, because she's got my.
It sounds professional.
She's got an engagement ring.
Sounds professional.
An engagement ring?
Yeah.
That you gave it?
Yeah.
Harvey,
where did you get the engagement?
Yeah, I know. That's what they're doing.
I bought it. Jewelry store.
The car needs 5 cent jobs.
Like a cowboy.
I shouldn't have bought them.
Oh, but they're terrific.
Aw.
Johnny Sack, please. Have a smoke out this morning.
I don't mind.
Funny thing is, I don't smoke.
Neither do I. That's the funniest thing, too.
I had an urge.
I smoke on a feed.
Hey, throw me my matches.
Your matches? She gave them to me.
I did not.
These guys, don't worry about it, sir. They'll be all right. They just have to have their morning cigarette.
You know, this got to be
cigarette.
This coffee's got to be aged more. It's not hard enough.
Aged before beauty?
I mean, strong enough.
My father brought home one of
the big things align.
But you're not supposed to touch the match to the end.
And it was
a quarter inch away and draw the flame through it, like in the Western movies. And you're supposed to light it off your boot.
Bah, George, you don't have any you big speech, Scott.
If you're going to be a politician, you better learn how to smoke cigars now.
Yeah, that's an idea, Hunter.
I heard a very stunning thing about pipe last night.
We're going to get down to crazy stuff.
So. People who smoke pipes are supposed to be refined. I heard that last night.
Well, we just perforated that room.
Well, the only thing that's refined about him, he shaved this morning.
Well, he's got it. He owned the place. He's got stock in the company.
You got a lot invested in us, too, you know.
Hey, you know, if place succeeds, I'm going to buy into it. I mean, there's so many nuts running around, you can't go broke.
Yeah, I just think I'm going to be here for a couple days.
Yeah, and you're loaded up the gills.
Not much, let me tell you. Right now, I haven't got a nickel.
I feel sorry.
I'll loan you a nickel on steep collateral and large interest.
No, I got a check.
Collateral of his company, his father's company.
I'm going to use your shop for a week.
Go ahead. By the way, if you go down there, you'll see that they're not in that shop anymore.
Oh, no. Did they leave everything in there?
No, they're moving to a bigger place.
Well, that's good. They take the chrome vats and everything?
No, the shop's still there. They're just going to build a bigger place and use both of them.
Which one did Billy for me?
I'm going to keep my same place.
Oh, thank you. Glad to you. Showing your authority.
Yeah. Told Daddy I wanted it.
Well, told Daddy. Big Daddy.
Daddy almost beat me up.
Good.
You can have it if you want it. Damn, kid.
Are you serious? Or are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. He said I could have the room if I wanted it.
No, I mean, about beating you up.
Oh, no. He just said,
I heard a real nasty
I don't
joke.
Care if you want it, you can have it.
Hey, you know, I almost didn't make it here this morning.
Too bad.
I almost killed myself Thursday night. No, not suicide. I took a ride on an Indian, you know, humming around the corner. I almost banked into a truck.
Hey, are you going to drink that coffee now, Harvey?
No.
Oh, I'm going to say from the action.
She's a bit wrong.
What, did you buy, did you get yourself a...
No, I was just test driving it, you know. I ain't having money. Test driving. Deciding whether I like Indians.
What he means is he stole it.
I am stole it.
Okay. I heard a real dirty joke.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
I'm going to warp my mind. Go ahead.
Good. Bill told me this one. Maybe he told you this one, huh? This is all about an instant pussy. And this guy, he was going to babysit for this.
Just add water.
Yeah. About all you do. And he's sitting there, and he's, this guy, he wants him to wash his apartment while he goes away. He says, but you feel, you start to feel horny. There's a drugstore down the street that sells instant pussy. And says, oh, I won't feel horny. So a couple of days, he starts to feel horny. So he decides to go down to this drugstore. And he says, I hear you have instant pussy for sale. Yeah, well, come right back here. And opens up a little box, pussy right in. You know? And he says, well, it looks all right. And he says, but does it have? And he says, well, it doesn't move. We push a button for motion. It goes on like this for a while. And I don't know anymore the joke.
Good start. You get down on the fella. It sounded off good.
Did you really forget it?
It comes out wrong package.
I never knew it.
So he said, well, I can finish it up for you. It goes like this. He says,
Oh, you were just hesitant to finish it up.
He was just building up suspense.
It goes on, you know, said, well, it doesn't smell like one. So he just pushed for odor and all this kind of stuff. And it goes on, he says, well, want to wrap it up or eat it here? What was that? That button, that's for noise.
Hey, here's what played. This guy owns a whorehouse. And the guy, there's this guy in Katana Navy. God, he's got to have it. Well, I'm sorry, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and all the girls have gone home. He says, anything will do, anything. Okay. Down in the basement. Down in the basement. There's a woman. She's laying there. She's all ready for you. Guy goes down. It's pulling away like mad. All of a sudden, all this stuff comes out of her ears and out of her mouth. Hey, no, what the hell's going on? He says, what's wrong? All the stuff that's coming out of her ears, out of her mouth, everywhere. You know, he says,
well, we have to go to call the morgue and get a new one.
Yeah, he calls the morgue and gets a new one. Hey, Joe, send me up a new one.
Shut up.
I heard a good one. I think Joey told me this one. It goes like this. This guy who rides into town.
Where are you sleeping, an alley?
No, in a bed.
You look like it.
Thank you. How do I look like it? How can you tell if I sleep in bed?
Your clothes are all...
You got a sway back. Now you got to hit your vile thing somewhere.
Cheap cigars.
Don't smoke them. Smoke cigarettes.
No, these are much more feminine.
I'm very uncomfortable. I got a boil on my ass. It tastes bad. Don't laugh. You think they're funny? Where do you get one?
What it is syphilis the ass.
Third stage syphilis.
What time is it?
Turn your tape recorder on. 10:30.
What happened to Joey? Is she not coming this week?
No, she won't.
Where's Bill Drake? Somebody to have.
Bill Drake will be late.
Who's Bill Drake?
The new guy is coming.
Oh.
Smoke him up.
Hi, hi.
Put shoes on.
Hello, Bill, take a whiff. This is my pipe.
We got a homey atmosphere in here. Lay down.
All the women must give.
Yep. Walk in, take your clothes off, and she's ready.
How is Fido across the street when treating you?
Oh, you mean bitch Hazel?
Yeah. What is Fido? Hazel.
Bitch Hazel across the street, waitress. I go back and forth with her. She's always kidding me. She wasn't there today.
She gives you a ride here?
She was?
No, she wasn't.
No. No, I mean, well, over at the restaurant, whenever I go over there,
oh, she's
always ripping me. So I always rip her back.
Or she knows you're crazy.
Yeah. She says, well, you must go to that college planning center.
She says you come in with a psychiatrist every Saturday morning. He's your escort.
Escort, yeah. Man.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, I heard you mumble with something.
His mumble.
He doesn't mumble, he mumps.
You ever put a radio in here?
Five
stacks. Hey, I'll sing.
We ought to put a radio
in here. I'll sing along.
Sing along with Mitch. Sing along with Mitch.
Shite sock, here we are. Sing along with Shite sock. You lead it, Mr. Shite sock.
That's commune.
I'm not in a singing mood.
Not in too happy a mood. I don't have a feeling for you. I think he's upset with us.
So what? It's my money. I don't care about this. It's my money.
We're waiting for Bill Drake.
Yes, find out what this poor boy's problem is.
Let's see him.
His problem's coming in here.
Down in Nagasaki, where the women chew tobacco.
It started off good. Sing me another card.
When the men go wicky-wacky woo.
Well, I must know a funny story, though.
Barney
out of my Google. Colorful wife.
Barney Google, with his googly eyes. Barney Google had a wife 3 times his size. She sued Barney for divorce. Now he's living with his horse. Barney Google.
Did he buy the horse before he got divorced?
So far, all of you skirted around the subject. It seems to be predominantly on your mind.
Well, we're at that stage.
Yeah? What stage is that?
Awareness.
What does that look like to you?
Don't know. My mind is not nasty anymore.
It's never nasty when you're talking about sex.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Now he's looking at me. Something is wrong. I haven't said a word. Can't convict
Maybe
me.
You said too many.
Quiet, woman. I'm sorry. Don't give me.
Oh, you want me to, huh?
Don't give me any
humor. It's a weekly threatening, isn't it? You get up, you sit down, you both look sorry for a couple of minutes.
Hey, you.
Come over.
Shoes up.
Come over
Please
here.
No.
Over here. Over here.
No, brother.
Kick you in your nose and knock it off and wrap it up and mail it to your brother.
Wait a minute.
You're so damn vicious. I don't think either one of you could pound sand out of an apple.
You're about to apple and I know that I could.
I couldn't. I'm a weakling. I am. I've come to that conclusion. I'm a damn weakling. No damn good.
Well, we're not going to stick up for you.
Stick up for yourself. Okay, do 1,500 push-ups right down there.
I can't even
do
seven. I can't even do seven.
Sorry, I don't mean nothing.
Pump on the ashtray, then you'll be able to do seven.
You get a lot of practice on the weekend.
Push up?
No.
Jerry must put a smoking bed.
You want to hear my sister told me a story last night.
I don't want to hear it, but I think my...
What's purple on an island? Great Britain.
No, she stunned me. She says that there was these three girls and they just got married. And,
wait a second, drag that by again.
There was these three girls and they were all sisters and they just got married to three brothers.
You better have a long talk with your sister.
Yeah,
oh, three brothers.
And so
brothers and these sisters.
No, they're different. You know, different families.
It's closer than before.
So quiet. So first of all. That night in their honeymoon, the mother-in-law says, well, why don't you all spend the night here and then you go on your honeymoon in the morning. The first night, mother walks up the first door, she hears this. Second door is, Third door, there's nothing. She stands up about 25 minutes waiting for something to happen. Nothing. Next morning, she talks to the first daughter. She says, well, how come you went, last night? Daughter says, well, it tickled mommy. Second girl, how come you scream? Oh, mommy, it hurts. Third girl walks up to me. Well, I didn't say anything last night. You told me it was always impolite to talk with my mouth full.
Yeah.
Ha!
A late reaction.
I had to think about it a while, you know.
When I'm deep hidden meaning, though, it doesn't hit you right away.
What he meant to say is that.
Little
sister's getting older. That's what I mean. It sounds like it. For 12 years old, telling me, I didn't even know.
I know, she's just not repeating what she heard and don't know what
she
I mean.
She had to explain it to you, Jeff?
Yeah, she had to explain it to detail to me.
Okay,
yeah.
Glad you got a sister to
ask. She told me she was eating a hot dog.
Where's that moving?
Yeah, come on, explain it to us. Explain everything you know, Jeff. Explain everything.
I don't know nothing.
Bird walked up to the
bee. I agree with Joey. You know, last week Joey mentioned that you keep talking to that there. I don't get the idea that you're talking to any of us, but you're on stage.
All right, okay, I'll put it this way.
No, you already are, aren't you? You like some of that over there.
Oh, I like looking
at
you. Oh, it's the cute.
Are you looking at yourself, or are you
person to person,
or are you?
You are there. This is Jeff Bike and his.
I don't really care.
He's self-conscious.
I don't care.
Are you watching yourself then?
Yeah, I guess so. In some ways.
He's getting the right angle there.
You see, folks, he is very vain, and he realizes his mature talents compared to our meager contents of our mind.
Crap it up your ass.
You're lying. You swallowed a dictionary.
Okay, I'll fix you up. Can't see myself now, huh?
Well, nothing wrong. I was just wondering about what we're doing.
No, it's just a habit.
There's a show going on there. We're missing it.
It's just a habit.
We're the show.
I always sit next to a window.
He always looks through mirrors.
I always sit through myself.
So you always sit next to a window and
in class. Oh, my class.
That's got so. And you must be scared of something.
Yeah, because if a bomb jumps, I want to get out the window first.
Are you scared of the bomb?
Which bomb?
Look, at the bomb comes, it's going to be lights out.
It's going to be lights out for all of us.
Man, the whole gig's going to blow, you know?
Yeah, but I don't want my Jeep to get a scratch on it after all this stuff.
I've been thinking of doing a fallout shelter. But I just throw parties there anyway. It'd be a fall-in shelter.
Hey, have you seen some of these fallout shelters?
Yeah, I've seen some. Place to hide from the cops.
The lady at the street just had one put in about 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. And there's so
she threw a housewarming.
Wait a minute. She's got a gun hanging there. And I said, what's the gun for? She says, in case any of my neighbors want to come in.
Right? She invites you in to see it.
I said, well, you know, all your neighbors have got to do is just put a little mud in that little air hole up there on the top, and you're all done.
That's wonderful, little air hole, all radiation coming in the little air hole.
They prank this thing down at the bottom. It's funny looking.
But the air's got to come in there, and the air is sort of infiltrating with little pixie dust. It
doesn't bother me any.
Pixie dust?
You know, from the big boom.
Pixie dust?
Radioactivity, I think is what it means.
Oh, okay. I don't see
what
that
big bonfire in the sky.
You know, I don't see. I think it'd be a great feeling. You know, I sit around there running. It's
really asinine. I swear.
I do too, because just think, I want to walk out there, you know, and see all these. I want to go out there and might as well have one final blast, you know.
I tell you, if there's gonna be a bomb, I'd get into
one way of putting it.
I'd get into armed forces, man. You got your best chance. I'd rather if there's going to be a hassle, I'd rather be in the authorities than be one of the peasants at the cops pushing around getting shelter. Rather give me some weapons, you know.
Weapons? The gun? You
what?
Have to help.
You know what you're going to show them is that thing.
Look, I tell you, man, I flee the scene. That's what I do.
You know, the submariners and the people. You know what you're going to
show
them
is that thing.
Look, I tell you, man, I flee the scene. That's what I do.
You know, the submariners and the people in the Navy are the ones that are going to live through it.
I can't visualize myself dead. So I don't give a damn.
I can't visualize. You can't visualize yourself alive, let alone.
I can't visualize myself. I can't visualize myself going out and picking up the mess afterwards.
I don't give a damn about the mess.
Listen, if you stay outside long enough, you're not going to have to worry about picking up the mess because somebody will worry about picking you up, and that's good enough.
Well, if you're going to. There'll be so few people left, and you'll start out to be just like cavemen.
In a war gone the whole circle, now it's not any fun anymore. Man, I've been in the old days with the swords, man. I bet you it was classy. It was bitchin'.
No doubt. You know, if we could go back to where they had gunfights in the street, you know.
Yeah.
You know, instead of coming out
a man could prove himself.
The whole goddamn world blows up.
A man could prove himself. War was something, you know. Men went after war, and the women went after him. It's all classical and
there
so sorry. Now, you don't even.
You just push a cotton picking button.
Yeah.
A cotton picking world is.
War lost all its flavor. It lost all its glamour and flavor, you know. It's now nothing. Now executives can play it.
That's why there's no use getting into a bomb shelter, because, I mean, you might as well go out there and get blasted yourself.
War used to be something that was just as good as peace.
I understand if you get a little bit of radiation, you feel pretty high for a while. You get sick, and I mean, it'd be great.
Bottled radiation on your ass.
Hey, what kind of radiation is it that they give you for these things, like warts in your head, they put radiation?
Was it cobalt shimmer?
I don't know, cobalt or what.
But they explode as an A-bomb out in Nevada, and they have a big tube that comes along, and you stick your hand in the tube and
it's I studied the radioactivity, man.
No.
I could build a better bomb.
That's a guy's doing something for him.
There's a big enough one in this group right now. They love it and know anything else.
I think you were trying to communicate something there.
Well, what was it you were saying? You missed him.
Yeah, what about that bomb?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's for all of you to figure out.
You ain't going to tell us like last week.
That means that he's mad at somebody. We got to guess who.
I'm mad at Shitesock, really. I don't like his.
He's the only one that knows about you. That's why you're mad at him.
I don't like the tobacco that he's using in his pipe now.
Mm. You don't like it?
No, I like it. You had some a while back. It was real good.
It was more aromatic.
Yeah, I like that better.
It stunk like all get out.
No, it's just
or a cigar. Oh, man, I was at this party last night, and I kept smoking these cigars, you know. And this broad, kind of girl, about 22, had a couple kids there, you know. She's running around. And every time I stick a cigar in her, she about had a fit. She couldn't stand it, you know.
This is that guy was smoking one.
Hey, good to hear.
Shows you how you can infiltrate somebody's mind.
You know, the new fad in the...
She actually hated him.
In about 7 years, will be women smoking cigars. You, because before it used to be all men were smoking cigarettes, and they
so you'd be smoking women, a cigar in 7 years.
Women, they had a fight. They had all these women commercials, you know, where the guy's offering a girl a cigarette before too long.
Well, women take what men. Women start wearing pants and all kinds of good stuff like that.
Well, I mean,
what's masculine for the men and later on feminine for the women, and you know, changes.
We'll go back to togas and kilts.
The men will start wearing dresses, and the women will start wearing pants. And
you know, I'm really thinking about that. War used to be really something. I mean, you think of the Cossacks and the Vikings and the Hun and all them colorful type people. We're missing some of that.
They're chopping people's heads off.
So it's their whole kids, their whole lives devoted to war.
It was even good in World War II. I mean, better than now. I mean, we had the atom bomb at the end, but we could go out and you'd have if we're going to have a war, I think I'd like to get out there and do something, but now I do go out there and watch people get...
Man, they'd raise hell and then they go out in camps and then they go out and fight a little bit and get killed a little bit and they come back.
Well, they'd fight a lot, yeah, but you know, they'd still, it would be different than now. I mean, you just sit there and watch.
What do you think about it?
Sort of helpless.
What do you think? Don't you think war used to be something else, and now it's nothing else?
Well, chicken, I don't want to get in the war.
Why not?
I don't want to.
You are what you refer to in rougher circles as a chicken shit. You get out there and your liver immediately turns to chicken shit.
I got too damn much to live for.
I got a lot to live for and I got a lot to kill for.
I can just picture myself with 350 kids now.
You got illusions of grandeur, my friend.
If you ever had 350 kids, you'd be the oldest man, the youngest age.
I'm going to be a bigamist.
You'd be dead.
A life every boy.
That'll take a lot out of you, man.
I should hope so.
He'll be blistered.
Big old goddamn warts.
Write a book.
Write a book.
How to get a backache.
By Dre Fight?
No, by the father.
The father.
I read this story about, on TV, you know, so all the men were killed in the world, kind of the bomb, you know, and there's only, all the women, there was only one woman left, you know. Somebody calls her up. You know, all the men are pounding on the door and getting in. She gets a phone from Rock and says, "This is the woman." Messed me up. It's Carol Burnett. She's hilarious. Isn't it? This is the woman. Oh, she's like me.
Ha!
Thank you. Sounds like a fantasy. No, it was on TV. Well, that's fantasy.
Very good, Harvey.
You want a piece of gum?
Not yet, I'm still smooching.
That means he's smooching or something.
Some guys would have the other kind of fantasy, you know, but they'd be the man.
Yeah, I mean, you don't care about
that. Hell, bust the fucking door down.
Oh, that's a woman.
Yeah. Apparently that, I think a woman wrote the goddamn play. Well, I seen her movie, man. She's a total buster. It's just, she's so unfeminine, she knows what she acts on, you know.
Terrific.
I think she got a lot of appeal myself. You know, I got weird kids. Probably because she's so funny. She did it in a movie, Who's Been Sleeping in My Bed? I've seen that, you know. She's doing some strip in some Tijuana bar. She take nothing off, but she looked all the world like a stripper, you know. It was a dancing role.
I dug up a record the other night, and I was looking through to find my album, and I was going to take it to a party. I was going through there, and my father...
FDR speeches.
And the very bottom thing he's got
on
the record, he goes, how to strip for your wife, and I played this thing, or how to strip for your husband. And I played this thing, and it was so stupidly... it was ridiculous to me. First of all, it started out with a stripper. You know, the record with a stripper. And then it tells you each detail to take off, you know? And it goes down to where you're down in nothing. Now you crawl in bed. This is all we have to tell you.
You
turn it over to the other side, it starts the same thing again.
Then you've all right in a good part, aren't you?
Too bad, Jeff. You didn't learn much on that one.
You got to buy the second album.
Your
implication is that your father hit that record.
It was just in the bottom of the pile.
Well, it's used to leave.
You must be 18, have 3 IDs and your parents' consent for the second album. The one that tells you that she must take off her clothes.
That cracked me up, though. I thought that was pretty ridiculous. How to strip your husband. Hell, why should she strip my head? What am I doing it for?
You know, I feel like sitting on the floor.
How do you mean that?
Helping her out with everything.
Oh, I
see. Playing more and enjoying it less.
Can't even sit at all.
This is more comfortable down here.
I don't want to move. I don't want to chance it. Oh, that guy's not going to come. Probably decided he was sane after all.
How old is this new guy?
Lots of times I wake up and say, I'd rather be crazy than get out of bed on Saturday mornings.
One of those young ones, one of those 16-year-olds.
I got no choice. My father comes and beats on my door. Hey, you got to get up, mom.
Does your father really speak like that?
No, he talks in American dialect, but it's always in the morning he's half asleep until he has at least 2 cups of coffee.
Time you wake up. Go ahead and get up. Put the dogs out. Feed the fish.
Take the fish for a walk.
No. Take the dogs, see him in the backyard, go out and throw some fish feed the thing. Get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, get in my car and come over the hill. Go to
work. What's wrong with getting dressed and then taking a shower if the clothes are dirty?
Yeah, I know, but Margarita's been washing lately.
Margarita. That's his sister.
That's his maid, man.
That's his maid. His sister's got one, too.
From the line.
Not quite. I wish it was.
There's an upstairs maid, a downstairs maid.
Hey, your father is like Scrooge. He sits in the corner, throws gold coins in here. How many shekels in the bedroom?
Hey, I went out last night, my father was counting money. And I about had a fit, man.
He's got money sacks. Hi, honey.
No, he's got about $150 out there. He's counting these $1 bills.
Don't give me that shit. $150,000.
No, he just had $150,000.
$1 trillion in your bedroom, bro.
Yeah, under the bed.
Yeah, under the bed.
Hey, what door do you leave open, and when aren't you home?
I will be home tonight, and there'll be all the doors open. Of course, if you can get past the dogs, go ahead.
Bring some hamburger.
Yeah, I got a gun.
Some hamburger.
Yeah, let's go,
Harvey.
I got a gun.
I don't think you'd slow Jody down much, though.
Hey, you got a gun?
30-06.
I'm going to get a gun.
You might slow her down, but the other little dog you aren't going to get.
I owe my brothers.
Wow.
No, I'm going to get a gun. I want to get a machine gun. I was thinking of building a laser.
Hey, that's an idea.
I kid you not. Continue with Tom's laser. I could
go to Jeff's house with his dog, and all of a sudden, no dog.
I lack a power source.
Yeah, but
my house is limited to 110 volts AC.
Like you need 200,000 volts.
Well, I was thinking of cutting a line outside the house, but eventually, electric coming in. Wait, they take a dim look on that type of thing.
You know, it'd be neat.
You know what I was thinking of? Not building this big armory right in the middle of town and not pay my taxes. Cut off my water supply, have my own power source, my own river going under the place, armored, machine guns, all kinds of things. Say, commit a crime, run in the house, wait till the cops are surrounded, you know. And they can't bomb the place or use tear gas because the neighbors, so they just have to shoot.
You know,
dream.
You know, we gotta get a laser gun and go over to Chess House. What kind of gun do you have? Great Dane?
I got a Boxer, a
Oh, they mentioned I dig those boxes.
I get a
you walk down the street, nobody will come near you.
Get, you know, give him those, get a laser, you know, and just a dog starts attack. Boom, no dog. You go after his maid.
Oh, there'd be a dog. He just got a 6-inch hole.
You may laugh, but that broad goes to sleep with a frying pan in her hand.
We'll get rid of the frying pan, too, so.
The object when you're doing houses is not to be seen by the dog, the people, or anybody.
It's to be smelled by the dog.
They always carry a hot dog. I always carry a hot dog in your back pocket in case worse comes to worse.
Java, she is a hot dog.
When I was 13, some guys fucked me into doing houses. Some guy stole his jade cigarette lighter. It must have been worth $200. Sold it for $2 the next day. They cut down a chandelier, you know. They stuff it in my locker. I wasn't there. I didn't go out and steal it. They stick it in my locker.
A chandelier.
It was crystal and all that. They were doing houses. It was all kinds of loot. Principal comes over and says, open your locker. I says, why? You just got books in there. I opened the locker. I didn't even know it was there. Bam, I'm kicked out of school. They find out I had nothing to do with it, so I didn't get...
When did that happen?
I was in junior high school. One time, I had a locker partner, and he had many locker partners. The wrong type of people. One time I come to my locker, there's all kinds of weapons in there. Chains, knives, there was even a zip gun. And then after school, I see a bunch of guys run out of school and jump in the car with chains hanging out of their pockets. I didn't keep my books in there. I didn't know what the hell it is.
I'm going to bring a gun next
week. I was a victim of circumstances.
There's a gun hanging up on the wall.
I kid you not. I would go to that locker. And there'd be so many things I'd never seen before.
I got 38 Beretta.
So guys would come in and do the combination. I didn't even know them. It's a little Japanese guy.
How did they get into your locker?
My locker partner gave him the
combination.
You know, I said, well, you can stash everything at Harvey's locker. Keeps his mouth shut. And then they get caught and say, whose stuff is that? It's Harvey. No, I don't rumble.
So a patsy, huh?
Well, no.
Yeah, that's it. You're a patsy.
I'm a patsy.
So I got 7 locker partners, and I don't know one of them.
Yeah, but yours don't rumble.
That was a vicious school. It was about 40% Negro, 20% Japanese. The rest were rich Jews.
That's Alabama State stuff.
No, that's the junior high school I went to.
His cousin, Governor Wallace.
How did you fit?
I come from the middle of the tracks. I wasn't in Schwarzville, and I wasn't on the rich side either.
Hey, tell him a cigarette.
Hey, we don't like smoking when we're being viewed. We're the only ones that are allowed to smoke.
So?
Somebody put a cigarette in there.
Oh, my boy. So, they walk past me both sides, you know.
Yeah.
So I had friends on both sides, and I didn't get involved. See, the rich kids were the socials; they were the popular kids in the school, and they had nothing to do with it. And the colored kids, they were all king shit. And you walked around 7 abreast, and you had to walk clear around them, you know. Like, so, and I went even an easterly school with this to a grade school, you know. So I knew most of them, you know, because they eventually grew up and came to junior high school. Plus, I had these, because of my testing, I suppose they threw me in the class with all the more intelligent kids who just happened to be white, you know. So, I'm not implying anything, but just ended up that way. So, I knew both of them. And I lived, as I say, in the middle. They got a smelling of these.
Yeah, that's a...
My locker partners, no matter where it was, you know, they always ended up with, you know, some undesirable character.
You really didn't associate yourself then with either group. You're sort of a marginal man.
Yeah. I had my own group of friends.
Marginal kid.
Another marginal group I was with. I guess sometimes I was with the... I didn't really associate with the color that much, just in school. I went some of that part. You know.
Did anybody ever tell you those cigars are worth holy shit?
The what?
Cigars are worth holy shit.
Well, you don't gotta smoke them.
I'm not, just put mine out.
I think they're very gratifying.
Smoke the wrong end.
Junior high school, that's the lasting impression of my life. And that's
it. Here's somebody. I got it, everybody, too.
That's okay.
You're too slow. Everybody must help Hardy. He's the king.
So these colored guys,
They'd have to do a bad shit. Probably were. So there were many fights he did at the same time. And I wasn't what you call an easy kid to get along with. Most of the time I kicked out the fire.
You're going.
I'm going.
Fighting with whom?
White kid. I only watched that fight with a color guy. I scared the shit out of him. I was scared myself, you know. But I didn't want to fight him because all his friends were standing there. So I gave him a dirty look, and he hit me, and I didn't hit him back. And that is the best thing to do. Now, according to them, they're always taught as soon as you hit back. You know? And it was beyond his conception of why I didn't hit him back. You know, during the course of that day, about 20 color guys came up to me and said, hey, why didn't you hit him back, you know? They thought I had some special reason why I didn't hit him back, you know? And it worked, man. All of a sudden, I acquired this commanding respect from the rest of this group. And this other guy came up to apologize to me. See, it was common practice for him to immediately get in a fight, you know? Oh, that taught me a lesson. Teach them on work. It's like not true. Or beneath me or something, I don't know. Now, white kid, it was a rough school. They used to take you to the bathroom and roll you for your money and leave you in the head, you know, throw you against the wall. You had to watch what you do. A lot of thieving going around. See, it's two different types, and there's always a war going on. And
I'm proud of one thing. I've never been in a rumble, you know, and so to speak. I've gone to parties where there's been a fight and I've got in on, but I've never had anybody's never really started a fight with me.
I was in one. I chicken shit it out, man. I was too young.
Well, I mean, in military school, the guys were always mad at me for something because I was an officer. They didn't like, you know, officers were some kind of scum. So, the guys were always saying stuff, but nobody ever did anything. At the end of the year, I was one of the most popular kids in school. Just because, you know.
Have you ever gotten a fight?
No, because I take a lot more than most of the other officers. I let them buy a lot of stuff. You're
going to get an ulcer, Jeff.
What?
I don't take shit from anybody.
Oh, these kind of guys, in your opinion, honestly, in military school, when I was, I used to let guys away with a lot, because when I was a private, I used to remember the officers used to just stomp shit on everybody. And when I became a judge,
Good way to get rid of your frustrations, man. Just sometimes you just feel like what do you think football's for, man? It feels so good when 21 guys pile on top of you, or you pile on top of somebody. Well, so you get the shit kicked out of you. You can't walk when you leave, but you know, let out all your inhibitions.
In that dorm,
a legal fist fight.
Once in the whole year, there was one thing that went wrong, and that was somebody stole somebody's bottom drawer and hit it. You know, it was all full of these little goodies you're allowed to keep your comb and your...
That's good,
though. You know, he took this whole drawer and hid it under the door. And we stayed on detention for 3 days till the guy admitted it.
But chicken shit, huh?
That was the only time I ever had any trouble in that dorm. The reason was because I was lenient with them and I let them buy with a lot more. There was a lot of goofy ground going on. But we had good inspection ratings, and everything was par for the course.
That's wonderful. What are you doing in here?
Was your lenience, in your opinion, because of the fact that you thought this would be a better way of controlling the members, or was it because of the fact that you wanted them to like you?
Well, partly it was because I wanted them to like me, and they were all my friends. Everybody in that dorm had known me for years.
You cast a spell.
That year when I took charge of the dorm, I took charge a month after school started because the guy who was over me got kicked out for, he brought booze to the dorm and he was handing it out.
Good for soldiers, got to learn how to get drunk before they
go to war. He got kicked out because you're not allowed, nobody was 21.
That's not a place to teach how to be soldiers. It's a soldier's right to get plastered.
Yeah, but...
Before you give him a gun.
And,
I don't believe in the old theory of war, you know, swords and the whole bit.
Tortured.
You know, pass the bottle. Tomorrow we're going out and get killed.
I honestly
thought... Why not?
Why not?
Why not? not shine sock.
No answer.
Hey, your shoe's getting mangled, mate.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know, sometimes I say, yeah, what's the point in getting drunk? But sometimes when you're with a bunch of guys, you know, not with a bunch of girls at a party, you know, just a whole bunch of guys, it's really a ball that gets smashed out of your mind, you know, really.
Why? What is it? What do you feel when you get drunk?
Just the feel sense of not being in control of yourself, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm not particularly for getting drunk, but.
I'd rather
go out and I'd like to fight everybody. Like, you know, with swords and things like that. I mean, that'd be bitching. I mean, I could just see myself going down the street in big old suit of armor.
That thing got so much animosity in us, you know.
Oh, shit. Or have a gunfight right out in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard.
And get your head blown off. Yeah, that was much better, man. You know, look at these people come walking down the street. You know, they're on to me. You see this executive, you know, with his wife, you know. You come up to him and chose him off. He didn't know what the hell's happened. He lived all his life as a damn patsy, man. Goes to work. He don't know what it's all about. If he never was the same type of people that wore a gun, you know, and you tell him to fight and he's ready to fight and everything. He lived in a sheltered life and a bunch of shit.
You know, if he's somebody like a gunfighter or something like that back in 1850 or something like that, he'd be bitching.
You're falling, man. Men were men and boys were boys and all that
rot. Girls were ladies, you know.